day, everybody, and welcome to the Thighpod Podcast. Yep. I am, and that is my co-host. I am the major big dog of this radio station. Because I'm on top. It's Greg from the Pod Fun Podcast. And this is, what's your name?
Aaron.
And what's your website?
Thighpod.
Yes, podcast. You're right. Where's your apron?
What apron?
You know.
What apron?
For when you cook and clean, bitch.
Oh, I already cleaned and cooked.
Oh, that's right. You're washing your apron right now.
It's being washed.
Yeah. Just like... Okay, anyways, welcome to the Bipod Podcast.
Let's do this shit.
All the things you said. Okay, that's enough. Hey, everybody, and welcome. Like we already said, this is Bipod, you know. And I'm just going to admit this, that I think we are the number one bisexual podcast. You know why? Because not only do we have sex appeal, but we also have comedy appeal. And isn't comedy appeal basically what we're going for?
Yeah.
Yeah? Right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, oh my god, Toast!
That, and just to make sure everyone knows that they could be themselves.
Like, so Toast. Okay, like, awesome. It's so totally, like, awesome.
Like, totally.
Like, totally. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Like, totally. Oh my god. Like, totally. Oh my god. So, anyways, if you're wondering what the heck we're talking about, okay, where did we even hear that from?
OMG?
No, not OMG. Like, OMG, totally. Where did we hear pop from? Or cereal?
I know cereal was from South Park.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it was not.
It wasn't? Where was it from?
South Park?
South Park, yeah.
Seriously.
Seriously.
What happened?
It had something to do with the cave and some poor children.
Oh, yeah. When some, like, Who was it? Bill Clinton climbed in a cave and was searching for gold or some shit.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, Bill Clinton needs to come out of the cave and pause it as well.
I think he was the ex-president of Canada. Wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh. That would sound about right.
Yeah, I think so.
Fucking people running caves in Canada on their goddamn maple syrup run. But anyways, I want to talk about something.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
I'm going to talk about it. You're going to hate me.
What?
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 How big of an idiot do you feel that you left your yo-yo at the 99 cent store today?
Pretty stupid. I'm not even going to lie. I can't believe I left it over there.
Are you reading off the script?
No, I am not.
I wrote... Hold on, let me erase this again. Okay, repeat this. Are you reading off the script?
No, I am not.
Okay, well, now it just sounds like you took coke or something. You're like, no. Oh, God, no. This podcast is not on script.
No, it's not. It's totally not. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about more than what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
Toast? Are you, like, so toast right now?
I'm toast.
Toast? Oh, my God. Like, totally?
Like, totally.
Like, OMG. Like, totally toast. OMG. Like, melting the udders?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, wait. Should we talk about that place, like, that we're at? Like, all the shit that's going on there?
Are you ready?
I'm so
Are
down.
Are you so ready?
I'm so down.
Like, even though they can hear us?
Yeah, ready? But the thing is, like, we don't use names.
Well,
that's their only rule there, well, so why don't we use it?
Okay,
them.
Well, if we say the word bitch, everybody knows what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, over there, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, oh, who cares? Yeah.
Oh, well, strap in. Strap your little straddles on, because get ready, because it's going to be a long episode.
Yep.
Before we do that, we totally have to talk about what we saw today. Okay, I just want to mention that animal cruelty... The camera's not on.
Oh, okay.
The video camera's not working.
Really?
No. Okay, but anyways, let's totally... Well, I guess it is. If you guys don't know, this is our second podcast, and we are recording in a live audience, because just like Golden Girls, and me being B. Arthur, I am a total whore / bitch, and I do this live on stage, but in a bedroom with a webcam.
With another guy.
Well, that sounds really perverted, but damn right.
But it sounds right.
Oh,
that's right. Oh, my God. Why did you have to do this?
We so have to do it. Like, yeah. Totally.
It's like, hey, First person. What's up, man? How's it going?
Oh, no. We're totally muting all these bastards.
What?
All these bastard children.
Aww. Come on. That's not cool.
Well, they are. But anyways, let's totally get back to our subject about the dog.
The dog.
Like the emaciated dog?
Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, that bitch needs food. Seriously, I don't like to, like, point people out, but as we were walking to Starbucks, because we just are that fancy, we buy Starbucks, we drink ice, we get sugar packets. Sometimes, if we have enough money, we will totally get a little salt packet.
Exactly.
I mean, I am, like, I sound so fat, but I totally eat salt once every couple of weeks, and I pay for it in my thighs every morning. I'm totally paying. I mean, you can look at me and go, God damn it, Greg, did you have some salt? I'll be like, yes, I had salt.
So true, too. Like, literally, you have a packet, you have a pocket of salt. Like,
excuse me?
You, like, you snort salt.
Well, that's admitted. That's besides the point.
I'm like, yeah.
So, that's what that white powder was on my nose earlier.
I guess so.
Oh my god.
Like, oh,
that's cold.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do favors for Starbucks.
You what?
I said I do favors for Starbucks. Whatever way you take that, you're a fucking pervert.
No, but like, what kind of favors do you do? That's what's the first thing bumped in my head. What kind of favors do you do?
Whatever they ask me.
God. Whatever.
I wave a sign that says open in the front of the store, like a little Indian guy just shaking that cigarette sign that says open for Starbucks, and they reward me with delicious. They reward me with delicious treats of sugary and coffee-ness.
How's that work?
I am addicted to the coffee beans. I snort coffee beans up my nose. Totally, all the time, along with the salt and the ketchup.
Ew.
It's not,
I don't believe I've seen that.
Well, that's because you're usually unconscious.
Wow.
I do it when you, I have an addiction of coffee beans, and I do it when you're asleep.
I mean, that person. Super ruined it.
Shit. Well, I'll edit that out in the post.
Okay.
Anyways, welcome back. So, hey, if you just heard the name that we said we would edit out, that means Greg's a lazy ass motherfucker and he forgot to edit out. So hello, beep beep beep. Anyways,
I gotta write that down.
Oh, you have to write a lot of stuff down.
I know.
Like, close your eyes, lean back, relax.
Relax.
Use your imagination, boy.
I'm fully in
your mind. I'm gonna better your bond, boy. Oh, yeah. So anyways, we were at our little help retreat center and a little place called California, about 300 miles away from the beach. Google map it. Google map it. And 45 minutes from Palm Springs. Woohoo! Anyways, very desolate. But we were walking down, and I'm gonna fucking admit it. There was this homeless chick. Like, not just a homeless chick. It's cool if you're homeless, but she was like a fucking hippie homeless chick walking around this pit bull with the hugest tits I have ever seen in my life. I just wanted to walk up and say, oh my god, can I stroke your dog's nipples? And say, was that dog's name Madonna? And if so, what religion is it right now? And is it Kabbalah? Can I actually, like, worship it? Can I sit down and have the dog put its legs on my head and bless me with the Less of Christness of Bajala, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Bajala.
Oh my god.
How do you say it though, babe?
You mean Jehovah?
No, that's a whole different fucked up story. I'll have to tell you about the way.
No, how is Bajala, that a fucked up story?
About the ladies like sexually harassed. The old lady.
Oh yeah.
We'll talk about that in a few minutes. No, it's Gahala or Bajala. What is that? That's a fucking celebrity one that Tom Cruise made up.
I don't know.
The religion?
Well, anyway, it's a religion.
It's a fucking crazy-ass cracker Hollywood celebrity made. You all know I'm fucking talking about Tom Cruise.
Yeah, everyone knows Tom Cruise.
Everyone knows him. And everyone hates him.
Not me.
Everyone hates him, right?
No.
If you're in a relationship with me, everyone hates him.
I will refuse.
Ooh. You gotta make a promise.
Okay.
But anyways, no, totally. Okay, we're still looking at ourselves on camera. This is getting me distracted. Anyway, I'm so picky. No, so anyways, this fat-ass bitch is walking a dog who is emaciated to the bone. There's ribs or bone. His fucking nipples are, like, touching the ground. It's so, it's beyond sad. Like, seriously?
It was really sad. Like, seriously, I felt like crying. Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm making fun, but seriously, animal cruelty needs to stop right now.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh my god, who the fuck?
Okay, stop. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Animal cruelty needs to stop. And if not, I hope that sick dog with rabies will bite your penis off and give you AIDS. You see? Because it is ridiculous. If you abuse animals, you should have fucking some random disease, like kebaba.
I can't believe that.
The animal cruelty is so wrong, and it's absolutely wrong. For instance, like, you know, I'm just going to share a little story with me. A little story. I have a female girl named Lilo. A little pretty kitty, you know.
Yeah.
And I bought her for $100. People told me, basically, she was healthy as could be. She had all her shots. They had everything. We were going to drive about 250 miles up there to get her. Drove all the way up there. These people met me outside their house, threw the cat basically at me, wouldn't let me touch him or hold him, put him in the cage, and said, "Where's my money?" I'm like, "Oh, okay." And I was like, I gave them the money, they took off. And then, got home. She started. Sorry.
Technical difficulty.
Anyways, I got home to find out that my female girl was throwing up, vomiting, emaciated when I got her, and had fleas. Had FIP, which can kill her, and would spread to all my other animals real fast, which it kind of did. Killed some of my other girls. I'm stuck with one cat now, out of three cats, because of the shit. And found out through animal police reports that when they were doing an investigation, she was, what do they call that shit?
I don't know.
What do they call that when people, it's not a hoarder, but they have a whole bunch of animals and they basically breed them to sell them?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like goats? Mm-mm. Totally?
I totally don't know.
Like, oh my god.
Like, OMG.
Like, so OMG.
Like, yeah, OMG.
But anyways, yeah, they were selling animals, collecting them, selling sick ones, killing them, just letting other animals eat them. They were in cages, locked up. And, don't know what happened to this person, but this really pisses me off that people can get away with this. So I fucking called 911 on this bitch at Starbucks, and the fucking operator's like, it's a Shaniqua, she's like, "Y'all, it's 911, bitch, what you got, what's your emergency, are you holding?" Like, I'm gonna cop out right now. And I was like, "No, this is like, you know, this is 911, she's like, "Yeah, it's 911, you got an emergency in your pants, I need an extra $50, and basically, I told her the whole story, she's like, "You need to call animal control." It's like, "Do you have the numbers?" Hell no! How 411, bitch? Hung up the phone. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was like, "I know where you should work." Inside joke.
Yeah.
So anyways, no one was able to help us. If we see that bitch again, I'm going to fucking stalk her and take her dog and rescue that dog.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
seriously.
It was sad, but not that we go to violence, but yeah.
No, seriously, I would kick a bitch in her nuts if she hurt an animal.
Well, honestly, I would feel the same way.
Seriously.
I would, but then again, it's like, I don't know, it's hard.
Oh, it's hard now when you're talking
it's
about...
It's hard.
It's hard when you're talking about bitches' nuts.
Wait, bitch has a nut?
That's what I just said, I'd kick a bitch in her nuts.
I didn't think she has nuts.
Well, Lady Gaga has nuts. Why don't we talk about that?
Wait, she has nuts? Oh, yeah, the video you showed me.
The video? Oh my god, now it sounds like I'm showing him pornography. The video of Lady Gaga.
It was on concert. It was okay. Everyone saw. Like, there was about what? How many people were there? Millions. It was a huge show. She got off a bike and her penis and nuts were showing.
It sounds okay. Okay, if you watch a video, it sounds okay. But to say I watched Lady Gaga get off a bike and her penis and her nuts were showing, it's like, what the fuck?
It was literally hilarious.
And maybe she, you know what? Maybe she was on the phone with, what?
Nothing.
You tapped and looked at the computer, what?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. What?
Don't you know I know how to work this thing?
Yeah, I know.
You do know?
I do know.
Really?
I do not.
Why?
Can we get back to Lady Gaga?
Okay. Yeah, I know you want to get back to her nuts. So, is her nuts bigger than mine?
Absolutely.
At least mine are detachable. Okay, so.
What? I never did that. That's like, seriously?
Yeah, it's called imagination.
Oh, okay, well, we're okay, we're okay.
When I want my nuts on, I get a Sharpie marker and draw it on. I could draw it as big as I want and as small as I want. It's magical like that.
Okay, yeah.
See, it's awkward here on Bipod.
Yeah, very
awkward. You never
know
what you're going to get. Bipod is like a fucking McDonald's Happy Meal. You may request a certain toy, and you're stuck with a fucking piece of plastic that looks like a dildo.
Oh my gosh.
Made by Disney!
Hooray!
But, oh my god, do you realize what I'm totally doing right now?
What? Yeah, you're rolling up something that looks like you're jacking it off.
I'm jacking off a cat toy as I talk to you guys.
Jeez. Talking about McDonald's Happy Meal toys.
Oh yeah, we're around. Clown just turned me on.
The hell was that? Wow.
You know what that sounds like?
Sounds like someone has a very bad constipation problem.
It's Shaniqua 911.
You get her mad.
Y'all, it's Shaniqua. Here, interact with me. Okay, we're gonna do some improv for y'all. Okay. Y'all, it's Shaniqua 911. What's your emergency, bitch? What's going on?
I don't know. What's yours?
Oh my god, Shaniqua. I mean, what's your name?
Freak on a Leash.
Freak on a Leash. Oh my god, you sound so hot. Like, totally. Where you at, boy?
I'm over here by Starbucks while there's, like, dogs. Like, that's not being fed or anything.
Oh my god, like, seriously?
Like, seriously?
Oh my god, like, fuck the dog. What do you look like?
It might just go to that cat rape. I mean, that cat restaurant.
The cat rape? What?
No, the cat restaurant.
Oh my god, like, we're not talking about that. Like, seriously, what do you look like, boy?
No, like, I'm not like a dog.
Bitch, I'm gonna hang up on you. This is not an emergency if you don't give me your number.
Okay. My number is 170.
Oh, let me get a pencil. Let me get a fucking pencil. Let me go get one out of my bag, bitch. Out of my bag.
Wait, 760?
I got 760.
S-U-C-K.
Oh, you wanna fuck me? Here's my number, bitch. I'll text it to you. Beep, 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 beep. Did you get it?
I got you, lazy son of a bitch.
Oh, no, no, no. It's.
Oh, wait, that was my grandmother. I'm sorry.
That's you, lazy son of a bitch, bitch.
Wait, what is it? What the fuck is that?
It's my new text, bitch.
Oh, wait, I'm gonna zoom in. Woo-woo. Oh my gosh, you got. Looks like you have a ponytail coming out of your armpit. Yeah.
That is my crotch hair. I just weave it up and I whip it back and forth and I staple it to my chest. Is there gonna be a problem?
Goodbye.
Oh hell no, I'm 4-1 in that shit.
Anyway, that's pretty much what it was like today. Crazy day.
Yeah, anyway. So anyways. Okay, you guys, this is like obviously our second time. So really, we're kind of a virgin to this podcast thing. So, what I want you to do is, just be nice lube, okay? Instructions to listen to Bipod. Get some lube, lube up your nice cucumber,
and... We need to get to finish the thing!
We're not done yet.
Oh, okay.
Lube up your nice cucumber, and eat it, bitch, because you want to taste lube. That, vegetables with lube is the best thing ever. Like, lube on salad, like, okay, how can I say this? Strawberry lube. Okay, no, actually, I'm gonna go here. seriously, this has nothing to do with what I was just talking about, though. But when I was, what the hell? Anyways, no. Okay, so when I was at like Pick and Save like a long, long time ago, they had like lubrication. This is before I understood what condoms and lube were, and it said like strawberry. And I was like, the hell? I said, why not try it? And so I actually bought lubrication strawberry, and I thought it was like candy, and I was like squirting out of the bottle and drinking that shit. Like all the time. It was so cool. I mean, it actually does taste good. If you like Jolly Ranchers, you like, what is it, like strawberry lube.
Really?
Yes!
You drink lube?
Yes, I would.
I would never drink lube.
It was only one bottle.
Ugh, I'm throwing up now.
And a half.
That was such a gay throw-up sound, wasn't it?
Do it again, babe. That's how a throw-up con. Oh, hold on, let me finish the story. So anyways, I was drinking the Loom stuff. I've hit it for so long. But it was tastes really good. I have to go buy some more. So Pick and Save Loom, you rock my throat. Okay, so...
Oh my god. You rock my throat. Wow. You rock my throat, babe.
Anyway, where were we? Okay, so do your throat voice. Do the real throw-up voice. Do a real throw-up voice. We don't have all time. All the days. All the time of the day. Whatever.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I look like I'm going to throw up now. Oh
my god, I actually did throw up.
I did for a second.
Look how loud that was. So if my throat voice disturbed you, what you should totally do is, well, you can go to. Okay, so if my, oh!
Oh my god! I hate your life.
Oh my god! If you can't see, my boyfriend totally just jumped off the bed and hit his head on the fan like a fucking dumbass. Maybe I should totally call a 911 and be like, 911, go, yo, it's Shaniqua, bitch, what's going on? Be like, yeah, my boyfriend just fell off the bed and hit his head on a fan. Be like, ooh, is he unconscious? Say, I don't know if he's unconscious. Be like, damn, I'm going to send them police right over right now. Fuck that police. I'm going to come over right now. That's all it is. 6'7"? Oh, hell no. I'll be right there. I'm getting on a plane right now. I'll be right there in 1 second, bitch. 1 second. So anyways, I just want to basically tell everyone, if you are gay, if you are bisexual, if you are transgender, if you are whatever you are, and your parents make you feel less of yourself, if your friends don't want to hang around you because you are what you are, if your family can't accept who you are and what you are, and you hide yourself from knowing your real self, if you are gay and you try to go out with girls to basically make your parents think and yourself think, that you're straight and you can fit in. Fuck that shit. You stand up, slap your ass in the mirror, look in the mirror, take off all your clothes. You say, God damn it, I am good looking. And you fucking eat some Twinkies in a sexual way. And you tell yourself you are gay, you're tranny, you're bisexual, you're a lesbian. And you are proud to be it. You are fucking proud. And you throw a brick at that mirror. But just don't get cocked. You might have to replace that. And don't tell Pod. Don't tell Bipod told you that. Because I ain't paying for that shit. But you do whatever the hell it takes. And you be proud of yourself. Because you know what? If I wasn't able to stand up and tell myself this, I would have never found the man I love to death. My boyfriend.
You're not lying either.
I know. I'm totally totes lucky.
Totally
toast.
I kind of like.
Like, oh my god.
Like, well.
Like, woohoo!
Like, woohoo! Wait, that was gay.
We are bisexual. What the fuck do you mean?
No, I'm like, that was gay fun.
Oh. There you go. BIPOC, gay fun.
Wait, gay? Ooh.
Yeah, it's already been taken by another podcast. If they hear this,
really?
Oh my god.
Well, this is good advertisement for you.
No, it's not good advertisement. We bring property value down.
I know.
if our podcast entered into your iPod, we bring your iPod value down real fast. We're like those neighbors you don't want that instantly move in. All the neighbors in your neighborhood lock their doors, hide their kids, hide their wives, because you know they're going to be raping somebody.
Really?
Yeah. No one can see. Okay, babe. When I say we are like those neighbors for their iPods, I'm pointing at their house. You people don't see because you're not here, but I'm pointing at their house.
Like, yeah, it's so hilarious. Like, I feel like I'm reading a script now again.
We are.
Yeah. We are now on page 65 on the script.
That part is for me to say for you. We are now on page Real Life, titled by Pod Fun, a.k.a. read by Pod. Oh. Amen, said Lassie. Lassie said, I will save another Christian. Lassie said, no, they deserve to burn in hell if they don't find their own religion, said Lassie. Said gay guy number one, hey girl, what's up, dog? I want to paint your fingernail pink.
Wow.
Wow.
Britney Spears enters room. Y'all, have you seen my baby, bitch? Have you seen her? Christina enters the room. The end.
I think we're doing some
sketch. We will never be done with this. It's a masterpiece.
Don't make me rip your soul.
Ooh, say it.
I will rip your soul.
No. Oh, yeah, in the script. See, no, fuck it. We're not on a script. Say it. Do your sexy voice.
I will rip your soul.
Bitches, that is my man.
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Just like that.
Like that.
Like Taylor?
Like Taylor.
Like OMZs.
Like Taylor.
TMZs.
Like, oh my gosh.
Like, oh my god.
Like, oh my god.
Like, that bitch number at number, oh, I can't even say it. I was gonna say her name, but I can't tell you who that fat bitch is. Not on air.
Huh. Because we all know. Just think of the bitchiest person you've ever met in your life, and you all know who I'm talking about.
I can't say
who? Oh my god.
That's so cool. Oh my gosh.
She's a man eater.
Oh my gosh, what about those two people?
What two people?
The two people that really freaked us out.
Okay, everybody, if you want to know who these two motherfucking freaks, psychopaths, aka child molesters are, you totally have to tune in to the next episode of the Bipod Podcast. So what you need to do is get on your little...
Next thing.
What?
The what thing?
I'm giving out the website.
Oh, my bad.
All right, sweetie. I'm really the brains in this relationship.
I think Tom is the beauty.
Yeah, I'm just the beauty.
Yeah.
You're actually pushing me off the bed.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
So anyways, tune into the next episode of the Bipod Podcast. All you need to do right now is go to the website where you just download this podcast, click subscribe. Or if you want to be real technical about it, go to bipod.podomatic.com. That is bipod.podomatic.com. C-O-M, motherfuckers. So, soon to be on iTunes, soon to be on every podcatcher in the world. We will fucking destroy all those podcasters.
We will eat their soul.
You guys will say goodbye to your iPod.
Okay, you know what? If you delete my podcast, I put a special virus that will break all of your iPods, all of your Nokia phones, all your droids. I will fucking haunt you down with this GPS unit that I put in this podcast, and I will send you, what would I send them?
To hell?
No, something sexual. I mean, that's sexual.
Well, hell, Satan will rape everyone in there, so.
I totally did not mean to say
sexual. Hide your wife. Hide your husband.
I will send you bills from that debt collector from HSBC Bank.
That sucks.
Oh, they totally suck. They can kiss my motherfucker.